KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Henson. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the 12th MAC shootout will continue today at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. 9 Nebraska and Iowa border battle games are on tap for today. Our coverage will start this afternoon with the Fremont Mills Knights boys team taking on the Louisville, Nebraska Lions at 1 o'clock. That game will be followed by the AHSTW Lady Vikes from the facing the Bennington, Nebraska Badgers at 2:30. Our final coverage will have the Atlantic Trojans boys squaring off against the Wahoo Newman Cavaliers at 7 this evening. You can catch those games on air at AM 1220 and FM 101.1, online, on the mobile app, or watch them on the web at KJAN-TV. Tickets for the event are $8 for adults and $6 for students and cover all 3 days of action. They're available at any Ticketmaster location of the MAC box office at or 712-323-0536. Yesterday at the MAC shootout in Council Bluffs in boys hoops, it was Glenwood over St. Albert, 66-55, Underwood beating Riverside by a score of 71-37. In other boys action, it was Lewis Central over Atlantic, 59-54. AHSDW downed IKM Manning, 53-51. Arweva was a 55-39 winner over Coon Rapids Baird. The Bedford boys had a 67-41 victory over Southeast Warren. Boone beat ADM 65-53. Boyer Valley boys were a 72-46 winner over Cam. Carlisle down to Carroll 74-72. It was Central Decatur Leon over Southwest Valley in boys action 80-57. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a 75-73 winner in overtime, actually double overtime, defeating Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic. Creston beat Dennison Schleswig 77-65 in boys hoops. Elsewhere, it was Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton over Glenn Ralston 80-45. Fremont Mills over Tabor 61-60. Harlan defeating Clarinda 75-41. Camper Catholic boys pulled off a 76-49 victory over Red Oak. In overtime, it was Lawton Bronson over West Monona by a score of 62-61. Logan Magnolia downing Audubon 71-34. Madrid was a 46-22 winner over Earlham. Martinsdale St. Mary's boys beat Lennox 90-23. In overtime, Missouri Valley was a 48-44 winner over Griswold. Ogden defeated Adair Casey Guthrie Center 77-67. Pleasantville was a 63-56 winner over Nottoway Valley in boys action. Also, Sydney beat Essex 75-31. Stanton down East Mills 59-54. Tri-Center was a 48-33 winner over, rather I should say Trainer was a 48-33 winner over Tri-Center. Winterset beat Ballard 76-62, and Woodbine was a 61-51 winner over West Harrison. Woodbury Central boys defeated Kingsley Pearson 67-62. In girls basketball action at the MAC shootout yesterday in Council Bluffs, it was St. Albert over Glenwood 53-45 and Underwood beating Riverside 54-17. Elsewhere in girls hoops, Lewis Central beat Atlantic 67-24. It was IKM Manning over AHSTW 46-36. Adair Casey Guthrie Center beat Ogden 54-48 in girls' hoops. Arweva was a 49-34 winner over CRB. Ballard beat Winterset 52-28. Bishop Heelan Catholic down to Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 68-53. In other girls' action, ADM fell to Boone 74-48. Boyer Valley defeated Cam 56-49. Carlisle was a 69-53 winner over Carroll. The Central Decatur girls pulled off a 68-21 victory over Southwest Valley. College Springs South Page defeated Heartland Christian 58-40. Dennison Schleswig was a 53-43 winner over Creston. Earlham beat Madrid 70-35. The Elkhorn Kimbleton girls beat Glidden Ralston 67-39 in hoops. Also, it was Harlan over Clarinda 77-37. Interstate 35 over Afton East Union 47-24. Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 79-20. It was Nottoway Valley girls over Pleasantville 43-27. Red Oak defeated Kemper Catholic 66-54. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 54-42 winner over Thomas Jefferson, Council Bluffs TJ. Sydney girls beat Essex 70-36. It was Stanton over East Mills 27-24. And Trainer beating Tri-Center 61-21. Also in girls hoops, it was West Monona over Lawton Bronson 68-39. Well, the Iowa and Oklahoma State teams have combined to win 57 NCAA wrestling championships, and they're set to collide tomorrow in a duel at Iowa City when the 7th-ranked Hawkeyes host the 3rd-rated Cowboys.
You know, there's a lot of history between the programs. There's a lot of pizzazz and, you know, carnival-like atmosphere that's exciting for the fans. Hey, this is Oklahoma State. They're coming in, and they're coming after the same thing you're after. They're coming in to beat you, and they're coming in to beat you bad.
That's Iowa coach Tom Brands. The Hawkeyes are 8-0 in the duels, but Brands says this will be their toughest test so far.
And you're going to have an opportunity, and what are you going to do with that opportunity? And if our guys get ready to go, I feel real good about our chances.
Elsewhere in sports, the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to a one-year, $9 million contract with the newly acquired outfielder Marcell Ozuna, thereby avoiding arbitration. The Cardinals also reached one-year deals on Friday with outfielder Randal Grichuk, $2.6 million, right-hander Michael Wacha, $5.3 million, and left-hander Tyler Lyons at $1.2 million. Ozuna is coming off a breakout season. He hit .312 with 37 homers and 124 RBIs for the Marlins. When then was traded to St. Louis in December, Grichuk batted .238 with 22 home runs and 59 RBIs last year, his second straight 20-homer season. Wacha was 12-9 with a 4.13 ERA in 30 starts, and Lyons was 4-1 with a 2.83 ERA in 50 relief appearances. And the Kansas City Chiefs have hired DeLand McCullough off the staff at South Carolina Friday to coach their running backs, taking the place of the recently promoted assistant coach Eric Bieniemy. Chiefs coach Andy Reid moved Bieniemy into the offensive coordinator job after Matt Nagy, who had excelled at the role this past season, took the head job with the Chicago Bears. McCullough spent six seasons with Indiana before coaching the Trojans running backs last season. He played at Miami of Ohio before stints with the Bengals and Eagles in the NFL, two seasons with Winnipeg in the Canadian Football League, and a season in the short-lived XFL. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.